There was some good news for Democrats yesterday. They increased their hold on state houses, picking up 5 governorships. NPR's Ina Jaffe has this look at governors' races around the country.
President Bush got his wish. His brother Jeb Bush held on to the governor's office in Florida after a tough race against Tampa attorney Bill McBride. Democrats, however, took over in 3 key swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Illinois. Pennsylvania voters elected former Philadelphia Mayor Ed Rendell. In Michigan, Jennifer Granholm will be that state's first woman governor. And in Illinois, Rod Blagojevich defeated Republican Jim Ryan after scandal-plagued incumbent Governor George Ryan, no relation, decided against seeking a second term. Blagojevich promised to end the scandals in the statehouse.
The people of Illinois are good, honest, and hard-working. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a government that's as good and as honest and as hardworking as the people of this great state.
The major impact of these victories will be to give Democrats some new faces to push the party's agenda, according to Alan Greenblatt of Governing Magazine.
They'll help promote some ideas on education and consumer protection and health care, both at the state level and in D.C.
But Democrats also suffered some painful defeats. In strongly Democratic Maryland, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, the daughter of Robert Kennedy, lost to Republican Congressman Bob Ehrlich, and her supporters took it hard.
I congratulate Congressman Ehrlich. No. He was a formidable opponent. He ran an effective campaign. You know what, you guys? I love you, but we have to move forward.
The GOP held on to seats in New York, Massachusetts, and Texas, where incumbent Rick Perry acknowledged last night that he was elected despite the state's economic difficulties.
And I need your help. Will you help me make the case for sound fiscal policies and sound fiscal discipline?
The budget deficits that states are facing were the overriding issues in many governors' races, and that led to a lot of volatility in outcomes, says Alan Greenblatt.
Out of the 23 new governors, 20 of them are in states where one party took control away from the other, and so what we saw was voters were ready for a change.
In fact, Hawaii voters elected Republican Linda Lingle as their next governor, breaking the grip that the Democratic Party's held on Hawaiian politics since statehood. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.